North Iowa's best variety is 95.9 KCHA on this Monday morning. Less than 2 weeks to go until school. Well, almost a week away. That's hard to believe. We're being joined by Cameron with the Charles City Public Library. Good morning, Cameron.
Hi, good morning, Chris.
School is almost back in session. Can you believe it?
Oh, it's crazy how fast time passes when you're having fun, right?
I know. I just don't want to give summer up quite yet. But, there's still plenty of time. We still got, over a month to go until fall. So let's go ahead and talk about all the events and activities coming up at the Charles City Public Library over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of recurring programs that I want to plug. Every Wednesday at 8:30 in the morning, we are still doing our walking group. So if you want to join us to take a nice leisurely stroll along the waterfront park, we meet every Wednesday at 8:30 over by the beginning of the story walk. And we sort of take our time meandering around, and we talk about books sometimes, but we talk about plenty of other things too. So any and all adults are welcome to show up to our walking group Wednesdays at 8:30 in the morning. Also every Tuesday at 10 a.m., right when we open, we have what we are still calling our Scrabble Club going on. It started off as a once-a-month thing, but people have enjoyed it so much that we've made it a weekly thing every Tuesday right when we open. But not every single week of that is necessarily going to be Scrabble. We've played some other games as well. Catan has been played a couple of times. Carcassonne has been played a couple of times. If you're interested in bringing a game that you want to try with other people, we've had a couple of people do that once in a while, too. So if you want to come and play games at the library, particularly Scrabble, but including other stuff, that's Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Then the other program that is happening that is just a one-off program, we're having a local writer from Cedar Falls named James Kenyon coming on Tuesday, August 30th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, he is particularly going to be talking about his book called Echoes in the Hallways. This is about former high schools in all 99 different counties of Iowa, but particular to the area that he's visiting, he's going to be talking about Floyd County and some of the surrounding area in old high schools that don't exist anymore, at least not as high schools. That's going to be August 30th at 2 p.m.
Excellent. That's quite the list of events coming up. Of course, you got one that's about 2 months away. Let's Get Messy. I'm looking at that on the Charles City Public Library website. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. We can talk about that. That was a program that Miss Stacy started up last fall, and kids have really, really enjoyed it. So she is bringing it back again once we get into September. So keep an eye out for details coming up on that, on the start date and the exact time that it will land on the calendar.
Perfect. I love the egg drop one coming up October 18th. All right. So let's see. Any announcements that you have to make?
Yeah, there are two quick announcements we want to just let the general public know about. First of all, we have a new database added to our collection. It's always exciting when we have more resources available to help community members. And in this case, we've recently added a database called a Hoopla. That's H-O-O-P-L-A, Hoopla. And a Hoopla is another service that can provide downloadable audiobooks, ebooks, movies. They even have music, and they even have comics. It works similarly to Libby, for those of you who are familiar with that, where you can download the thing directly to your phone or your computer as you please, and then after a set amount of time, it will disappear back into the ether. But the exciting thing about Hoopla, there is no waiting time for any of the titles that we have offered through the Charles City Public Library. So we encourage folks to go ahead and check out Hoopla to see if there are any interesting titles or any movies. Like I said, music, comics, they've got a bunch of stuff. Go ahead and check that out. The other thing I want to touch on real quickly, all of our general library materials are now fine free. There are a couple of things that still have fines attached to them, big one being sort of our equipment, especially our hotspots, but any overdue movies, any overdue books that you could check out, children's books included, all of that stuff, none of that will collect a fine if it is a couple of days late. If it's lost for a few months, we assume that the material is lost for good, but as long as you bring it back in good condition, you don't owe us a dime.
That's so cool. Of course, be respectful. You know, bring it back on your due date. If
Oh, absolutely. We do bother you if it comes back a little little later than normal. We will let you know in a couple of different ways.
Just not a fine.
Exactly.
All right. And for those that are looking to do more with the Charles City Public Library, talk about ways to reach out. Where are you located? Hours, website?
Absolutely. We are located right by the river, just across from City Hall, across the street from Hy-Vee, if you know where that is. You can always call us. 641-257-6319 is our telephone number. We're open most days of the week from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. Fridays, it's a little truncated, only 10 to 5. And Saturdays, we're open from 1 to 5 as well. You can always try to reach out to us, too, by looking us up on Facebook. We are the Charles City Public Library. And also, we have a website for you to check out some details on our programs and such. That's charles-city.lib.ia.us.
All right, perfect. Well, we'll talk, I believe, on Monday the 29th, so a couple
weeks
away.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan, Chris.
Excellent.
We look forward to it.
School will be back in session by then, so.
Woohoo.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Cameron, for joining us, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Absolutely. Talk to you then.